Hey, New Life. How do we respond to people that hurt us? Jesus tells the parable that we call the story of the prodigal son, but as we discussed about in our teaching this week, it's really not about being a prodigal, or it's really not about the prodigal. It's about the father and his two sons. But I want to take us for a moment and put ourselves in the position of the father. The younger son comes and asks for his inheritance. Culturally, he just told his dad, "Drop dead and give me my money." And then he takes the money and he goes off and he blows it. And then he comes back in great humility. But notice the father's response. The father's waiting for him. The father runs to him. The son runs through his prepared, rehearsed speech, and the father ignores it and calls to his servants and says, "Bring a robe, put a ring on his finger, put sandals on his feet, kill the fatted calf." Can you imagine what that took for the father to do that? The son just had said, "Dad, I don't care what you do for me. I want you gone so I can get what is mine." Every parent understands that no one can hurt them as deeply as their kids. But how does the father handle that offense and that hurt? He forgives. He waits. He runs to. How do we handle those who hurt us? I'm not saying that we just need to, quote, get over it, because that's not right. The hurt is real. The pain is there. But we absolutely, if we are going to mirror the Father, who clearly represents God, we have to respond the way he would respond. We have to show mercy as he showed mercy. One of the hardest things to do is to forgive those who painfully offend us. And yet, that's what the Father in this story does. That's what God does for us. But he expects us to forgive in kind. Who do you need to forgive today? Who has hurt you? I'm not asking you to ignore the hurt or deny the hurt, but I am saying you need to forgive. Hurt is painful because it matters to us. But who do we need to forgive today? Be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful.